So your thoughts when you see a guy like Pekka Rinne call it a career, what goes through your mind, Paul?
Lots of good, obviously, lots of good. The transformation of Pekka from his draft year, being taken in the eighth round, and watching him grow and mature as a goaltender, and then obviously continuing the growth. He's such a wonderful person. He showed it there in Milwaukee, not only with his on-ice play, but his off-ice participation to help in any way, shape, or form he could to grow hockey, to just make people better around him. He's one of the best people I've ever met in my life, and it's just a credit that he had the type of career that he did.
I want to go back to the draft and eighth round draft pick. The story is famous that he never really got into games. When you get to that point in the draft, is it, and he's a little past his draft age compared to everybody else, is it a gamble? Because, I mean, you want everybody that you draft. You would love everyone to play games in the NHL. So when you get to the eighth round, is it a gamble?
Well, you have to look at it in two different ways. Yes, it comes across as a gamble. But the other thing is you never call a player's name that you don't have some passion for. And Jani Kekäläinen had passion for Pekka, having watched him so many times, backing up just his mannerisms, his athleticism, his desire, and then came to our meetings. And, of course, we watched him as well on tape and got to know him as a goaltender. But I don't think I've ever taken a guy in the draft that didn't have one quality to play in the National Hockey League. And the thing with Pekka was you saw that raw, pent-up ability that just needed to come out. And, you know, Mitch did a great job with him. Benny did a great job with him. You know, if you look at it in that respect, he had two goaltender coaches over his career, and they both were able to put fine-tuning touches onto all of the ingredients that he had. So it's a great credit to them to be able to take him to have so much success in his career.
So was he? I mean, I don't know that anybody foresees a goalie being one of the greats and a Vezina future and all of that stuff. Certainly hopeful, but when he comes to North America, was it in the plans of Nashville that he was going to be playing as much as possible in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Right away.
I mean, he showed the athleticism and the just scratching the surface of what he was capable of doing. And we thought from the very beginning that as he started to show his progress, that he was going to be a starting goaltender in the National Hockey League. Now you can never really truly project that he was going to be a Vezina winner, but just the way that he gave us a chance to win every night starting in Milwaukee just brought him to the top level. And then obviously the leadership and the contributions that he made on the ice to help us get to the Stanley Cup Finals is a story that's well told.
Especially at the start of his career in Milwaukee, there were a lot of 3-and-3s. There was a lot of bus travel. I mean, it's a different animal. The goalie coach isn't around 24/7 at that time in this league. It was a lot on him. So his personality, his attitude, it had to be an A-plus type of attitude.
Well, he's a workhorse. No question, he's a workhorse. He did not find an excuse that said that because we're playing 3-and-3 nights on with bus travel in three different cities and limited sleep and limited access to, you know, even the best nutrition as we all look at it in these days. He just had that desire to succeed, and he wanted to perform for his teammates, and he wanted to win for the organization. And that's the best thing about him, is he never pointed a finger, and he never found an excuse to say, I'm not ready to do something to help us win.
And even that his third year in Milwaukee, that 07-08 season, what was Nashville's plan? Was he going to be the guy? We all thought at the time in Milwaukee that Dan Ellis would be the goaltender in Milwaukee and Pekka would be called up and play in Nashville. Obviously, training camp had something to do with that, but it's pretty amazing that season he could have sulked. He could have said that was my job, and instead he just went out and won 36 games and played in 65 of the 80.
Yeah, he, no matter what, he knew that the door wasn't closing. We gave him the right information, and we told him, you know, what our plan was, how it was going to happen, and how he was going to make it happen. Again, it always comes down to the player. So you can tell players that one thing is going to happen and another happens, because neither one of these things, lived up to its, to the way it was supposed to go. Pekka just played. He controlled what he could control, and in essence, that's what brought him the National Hockey League success.
And that rubs off on everybody around him, doesn't it?
It's contagious. There's no question. Not only his work ethic and his game, his practice skills, but just the way he was as a person, his elevating personality, his bubbly demeanor every day, coming in with a smile on his face. And on top of it, you could see the competitiveness behind the smile. So it had a lot of check marks for so many different things that helped your organization grow.
We hear so much about the way he's mentored Jussi Saros. They're both from Finland and all of that stuff. But Claude Noel was telling a story about how Pekka took care of specifically Ville Koistinen. But I know Mike McKenna has said the same thing, that Pekka took him in over the holidays. And he's always kind of had that, even though he was relatively inexperienced as the guy in North America.
Yeah, you are who you are. Again, like I said, he's just a wonderful person, and he makes everybody around him better. He nurtures, and he continues to just give in whatever aspect of life that it is. Doesn't necessarily have to be hockey. It can be anything outside of it. He's just a wonderful man.
And maybe you just answered this, but when you think of him, and this will be the final one here, but when you think of him, the player, the career, and maybe you can't separate the person from the player, I guess, with him, and he's one of those guys that you can't do that with.
Correct. Yeah, he is what he is. He is just a wonderful human being, and there couldn't be a better person that it happened to, that he ended up having this stellar, terrific Hall of Fame type of career to help build hockey in Nashville, because hockey still wasn't built in Nashville when he came along, and he put a lot more floors on that high rise to get to the point that it is right now, and he's a huge part of it.
Yeah, I want to finish with this, because of his charitable works, and he was active in the community in Milwaukee in his 3 years, but obviously he and Shea Weber had their foundation in Nashville, and he's always been that guy. And I guess we're making the same point over and over again, but he's always been that guy.
You mentioned Shea as well, in the same breath. And that's the thing with Pekka. He didn't want to be the lead guy. He's willing to share the spotlight, and that's the beautiful thing about him as a teammate. He didn't want to be the guy that had the top of the pyramid. He wanted everybody to be up there. I mean, it's like winning the Stanley Cup and calling your whole team up there immediately. That's him. He wanted everybody to share the moment. That's the beauty of him.